This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
For Yankee fans, a fall is not complete unless their club is in the World Series. For other American League hopefuls, the years drag on and on without a representative in the Fall Classic. The year 1959 is one year that fans in the Windy City of Chicago will never forget. And one season the Yankee fans would like to forget. The White Sox and the Cleveland Indians were in a struggle for first place. The Yankees had already been eliminated. Bill Veeck, one of baseball's most colorful officials, was president of the White Sox. Fans couldn't keep up with their stunts and attractions offered by Veeck during the 1959 campaign. But the best of all, the team was winning. When the White Sox pulled into Cleveland one evening in September, they sported a 3.5-game lead over the Indians. This was it. A victory over the Indians, and the so-called magic number would be zero. The Indians still had a chance to overtake the White Sox, but they couldn't afford to lose another game. More than 54,000 fans jammed Municipal Stadium in Cleveland. Thousands of others back in Chicago watched and listened to the game on television and radio. Manager Al Lopez decided to go with his ace early win for the big one. Cleveland manager Joe Gordon named the young right-hander Jim Perry. Wynn had some anxious moments in the second inning. Minnie Minosa was on third base, and Rocky Colavito was a batter. Colavito swung and sent a fly ball to left field. Al Smith camped under it, but he knew the speedy Minosa represented a lead run for the Indians. Smith caught the ball and on the run fired to catcher Johnny Romano. The young backstop flicked the throw and tagged Minosa out of the plate. The Sox tagged Perry for a couple of runs in the third inning. Louis Aparicio sent one run across with a double and scored on a double by Billy Goodman. The Sox had confidence now as they took the field for the fourth inning. Wynn was in trouble in the fifth, but escaped with only one Indian tally. Jim Grant was on the mound for the Indians in the sixth, and Al Smith and Jim Rivera greeted him with homers. As the ninth inning approached, the Sox had a 4-2 lead. Bob Shaw had replaced Wynn on the mound. In 60 seconds, we'll be back for the exciting ninth inning. Shaw retired leadoff batter Woody Hale on a pop-up, but Jim Baxter singled off the pitcher's glove, and relief hitter Jack Harshman followed with a single to right. Jimmy Pearsall was next, and he sent a liner that Nellie Fox knocked down to second base. The runner held third. The bases were loaded. Manager Lopez took the slow walk to the mound. He singled for Jerry Steele, the 39-year-old relief ace. It was Steele's 65th appearance of the season. But no appearance could be as important as this one. Vic Power was the first batter to face Steele. He knew that one pitch could make the difference between victory and defeat. Power swung at the first pitch and grounded to Aparicio at short. Little Louis scooped it up, touched second base for the force, and fired to Kuzuski at first to complete a double play. The game was over. The White Sox had won 4-2. And back in Chicago, air raid sirens signaled the first White Sox pennant in 40 years.